Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. Our goal is to make the owner dentist less critical to production. Okay, because when we make the owner dentist less critical to production, the owner dentist can start having freedom and flexibility. That freedom to choose how much he or she works.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another week. I hope you're doing amazing. And I want to thank you for being an amazing listener to the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. Look, we can't do this without each of you being a listener and your constant feedback and comments. So keep that up. If you haven't sent us a comment or messaged me on one of the social media channels, please do. It's motivation, it keeps me going, it keeps the momentum, and it makes me feel like I'm doing some good. So feed my ego, undo my insecurities, and just reach out and let me know that we're making a difference for you. Now, what are we gonna talk about this week? Number one, I am a host this week and the co-host, so I'm going to ask myself questions because Meredith Cooper-Jones decided not to make it this week for some reason. So I'm just trying to make fun of Meredith. So if you can reach out to her and ask her where she was on this week's episode and why she didn't make it here, I would appreciate that as well. So enough of the jokes and the pleasantries. We're going to talk about leveling up your associate, okay? And why that's important, what's making me talk about this, the goal and why that's important, and some things I want you that I'm coaching people on to focus on. So let's get going. Let's talk about it. So what made me want to talk about this today? And so here's what I'm noticing in our mastermind and our coaching calls. So again, for those of you that don't know, at 3D Dentist, we run an amazing business mastermind. For those of you that want to level up your practice, you want to make your practice less dependent on you, you want to make your practice a business, though, when you can take time off, that your practice still, your business still runs, that you want to build a practice within a practice where you get to pick and choose what you do, you pick and choose your hours, who you work on, you make more money, you take more time off, you do more of the dentistry you love. That's kind of our focus in the mastermind. If you're looking to build multiple offices, to build something along those lines, we're not the right fit. If you're looking, say, hey, look, I'm a dentist that wants to make a great living for myself and a family and have some level of balance, we're all for you, okay? So if you want more information, reach out to Meredith, Meredith at 3d-dentist.com, or go to 3d-dentist.com/application, and that'll take you to our mastermind application. So here's what I've been noticing in my coaching calls several times, okay? And that is the owner doctor who's in the mastermind with us. Their production is 2.5x of the associate, and the associate is working as many days, if not sometimes more days. And so anytime I see that, I start asking questions, okay? Because there could be a legitimate reason. Like, for example, in my practice, I should always be beating my associate. Why? Why do I say that? Not because I'm better. It's just I do procedures that, on average, cost anywhere from $15,000 to $30,000. So when you do those procedures, you're going to work less, and you're going to produce as much, if not more, than anybody else. And that's just part of the process of that particular procedure. Okay? But when we aren't doing those things, when we aren't having super high dollar production procedures, I want to know why someone is outproducing somebody else, especially on a per day basis. Okay? Now, before we dive in deeper, I want to talk about the goal. Why is this important? Why should this be important to you? And here's why. Our goal is to make the owner dentist less critical to production. Okay? Because when we make the owner dentist less critical to production, the owner dentist can start having freedom and flexibility. That freedom to choose how much he or she works, that freedom to choose what procedures they do, or the freedom to start choosing to chase other aspirations or hobbies. That's why it's important. Okay? So that's the goal that I want every one of you to have, that your practice, your business is not dependent on you. Now, I say these things as if I've got this figured out 100%, and I don't. There was a time where I had it real close, but more recently, the practice has become more reliant on me. And so I'm in the process of reworking that so that I'm less important to the practice, because what would happen, like, for example, I represent 60% of our practice production, okay? Now, what would happen if I had something and I had to disappear for a couple of months, or I broke my arm, God willing that doesn't happen, then the business would really suffer. We would have to make cuts, we would have to eat into savings, and that's not really a healthy business. So we got to make it less critically dependent on you. So how do we do this? So now that we know, I've talked about what I've noticed, now that I've talked about the goal of why it should be important to you, now let's talk about what do we do to level up our associates, okay? And I'm going to talk about four things that I want you to focus on. One, always, if you know I'm talking to you about something, it's always going to be this answer first, and that is our diagnosis and communication. How is your associate or partner, how are they diagnosing and communicating to the patients? So is there a discrepancy in production because they simply don't diagnose the same, or they don't communicate as well? And if that's the situation, then you got to focus in on that. Okay, and even if it is the same, you both need to level up. There's never a time that you don't get better at your diagnosis and communication. Okay, so you've got to consistently do that. Okay, and when I say diagnosis, that's two things. That's fewer well-planned visits and yes to the best dentistry. Okay, that's the concept of diagnosis, and I'm certain I've talked about that in a previous episode of the podcast. And when it comes to communication, that's just building trust and likability with your patients, making your patients trust you, you know, earning that trust from your patients and making them like you, because people buy from people they trust and like. Okay. Now I'll come back to the diagnosis and communication here in a little bit, but let's go to the next thing. And this is probably more of an issue for new grad associates, partners and associates in your practice. Where is their clinical skill set and what should they be focused on? So let's talk about that a little bit. I have a different take maybe than a lot of people on this. A lot of people, when they bring associates into the practice, they do it the wrong way. They bring associates in to do procedures the doctor isn't already doing, higher end procedures, things they don't want to do like surgery, XYZ. And I personally think that's a bad idea. That's just my opinion, okay? Or they try to level up their associate too fast. In other words, they try to bring them to the senior doctor level too quickly. And for those of you that are my age group, you know, like 25, not kidding, 47, you know, I've been in dentistry almost 25 years now, okay? I can't take somebody 1 or 2 years out of school and buzz them to 20, 24, 25 years in a year. It's just not going to happen. And we got to stop trying to do that. We got to level them up in a stair-step approach. And so that's what I want to talk about with the clinical skill set. So here's what I did. Okay, so again, it worked for me. That's all I can say. I don't try to speak on theoreticals. I speak on what we're done, what we're doing, what's working, and what's not worked for us. So that way you can rest assured that we're doing it on a daily basis. Okay. So the clinical skill set, what I focus on there, first and foremost, is moving to quadrant dentistry. And what do I mean by that? Is there anything else in this quadrant that needs to be done or should be done? Let's make sure that we're presenting back to the diagnosis part. We're diagnosing everything in that quadrant, communicating to the patient that, hey, this is just the way we do it. When we numb up an area, we go ahead, it makes the most sense to take care of everything in this area. Quadrant dentistry. Your production boost will be immediate. Okay, and quadrant dentistry is the dentistry they already know how to do. It's basic restorative, it's crown and bridge, it's, you know, drill, fill, and bill type of dentistry. That's what I'm referring to. So instead of working one tooth at a time, let's work in quadrants at a time. At a minimum, let's move to working in quadrants at a time. Number two, gotta learn endodontics. Non-negotiable. I feel like I've talked about that a lot recently. I don't know what's gotten on into me that I'm talking about it a lot lately. But it's something I'm noticing with a lot of our masterminders, and I started noticing in our practice as well, is one of the things that immediately goes by the wayside when you start getting busy, and usually you're busy doing single fillings and, you know, itsy-bitsy dentistry, is you start referring out the dentistry that's actually profitable. And I want to remind everybody, endodontics is massively profitable. You're going to use $50 in material to do a root canal, at most. Okay, a couple of files, a couple of gutta-percha points, some liquids, you know, some paper points. It's not terribly expensive to do it for material cost to do a root canal. So you've got to make sure that your associates, and you included if you're not doing them, got to learn how to do endodontics. Okay, you know, we partner with Comet. That's who we're using for our endo in our practice and here at 3D Dentist. They run some trainings, workshops, some across the country, some here at 3D Dentist. Contact your Comet Ret, K-O-M-E-T, and talk to them about that, okay? The third skill, so we talked about quadrants, we've talked about endo. Now we focus on extraction grafts. You gotta learn how to take out teeth. It's no longer acceptable to not take out teeth. And in my opinion, it's no longer acceptable to take out teeth and not be able to set them up for future tooth replacement therapy. So that's extraction grafts. So get your dentist, your associate partner on board with how to take out teeth and how to do extraction grafts. If you need help with that, or if you need your associate to have help with that, reach out to Meredith. We have a tooth replacement therapy program where they can do just the extraction graft part of it on a Monday, Tuesday, with a didactic and live patients. Just got to reach out to Meredith and she can help make that happen, okay? So there's no excuse for not being able to do extraction and grafts, okay? And then the fourth thing that we work on, so again, quads, endo, extraction, graft. Then the fourth thing that we worked on is getting more efficient, getting faster. Now, a lot of times people start working on getting faster earlier, and I think it sets a bad habit that the only way to make more money is to hustle harder. And that may work in your early 20s. It doesn't work in your mid to late 40s, and it doesn't work in your 50s and 60s, okay? That is not a way to live, to have to hustle harder to earn more, okay? So efficiency is important, don't get me wrong, okay? But efficiency has a law of diminishing returns. I'd rather get the mindset around focus on quads, focusing on endo, focusing on extraction grafts, and then focusing on efficiency. Now, once we're good at these four things, then we can graduate to learning and adding other procedures, implants, aligners, XYZ, and all of those things, okay? So we've talked about clinical skill sets. So we've talked about the focus on diagnosis communication. We've talked about the focus on clinical skill set. Now let's talk about something that we're probably not doing enough of, or we did at the beginning, and then it fell by the wayside as well. And that's scheduled time that doesn't get overridden for a calibration of doctors. And I would like you to, at some point, start encouraging your hygienist to also attend this, and then have your assistants attend this and make this a whole team affair at some point in time. Got to start calibrating so that you all have a practice philosophy on how you diagnose. What is a filling? What is a crown? When do you watch teeth and not watch teeth? You know, I hate the word watch, but there's some things where you're not ready. It's just not time. Okay. What is a watch? What is not a watch? What is a resin? What is not a resin? What is a full coverage? What is not a full coverage? What is a bridge versus an implant? What is an endo that stays in the office versus an endo that needs to be referred out? That's what I mean by calibration. We have got to start calibrating. And in the beginning, I want you to do it weekly. You got to make the time. Now, you might say, well, I'm busy. I got this. And so I'm going to tell you that's going to have to cut into family time, unfortunately. But it can't continue to cut into family time. But maybe on a short-term basis, you have that conversation with your family that, hey, I'm going to be an hour late once a week because I've got to make this happen. And then I want you to start building it into your schedule on a weekly basis, and then on a bi-weekly basis, and then at some point a few years down the road, you move to a monthly basis. But it never ends. And it cannot be, and I speak again from experience because we're experiencing this, it cannot be when time is right. It's got to be scheduled time, because what's important to you becomes important to others, and what gets measured and coached on gets better. Okay, it's simple. For any of you that have played team sports, you know that to be true. Okay, that's how you get everybody rowing in the same direction and everybody thinking along the same lines. Okay, so what's the last thing? So again, we've talked about diagnosis, communication. We talked about skill set. We've talked about scheduling time for calibration. Now, the last thing is we have to start introducing priority scheduling for our associates and partners. In the beginning, it's just get them busy. In the beginning, for a lot of you that have listened to me a long time, it's have them do all the fillings. But at some point, if all they do is fillings, because that's what the schedule is full of, they will reach a ceiling and they will get discontent and they will start looking to go somewhere else. Or if they haven't, they should, in my opinion. Okay, so you've got to start introducing priority scheduling for them. So that means you have to start limiting the number of less productive things patients they can see each day, and start introducing other things. For example, one of the people I was talking to today started looking at their associate's schedule and noticed, hey, why aren't they doing a crown every day? There's many crowns to be done in the practice. And I said, easy, just block a crown every day and they'll do a crown every day, you know, and make it so they can only see 3 or 4 filling patients per day, or 2 or 3, or 6 or 7, whatever it is in your particular practice. Start limiting the number of things you can do and start backfilling it with more productive procedures. That's the concept of priority scheduling. It doesn't apply just to the owner. It applies to any provider in the practice that's hygienist, that's assistant-driven columns, that's doctor-driven columns, you know, all of that's champion columns. That's all of those things have got to get a level of priority scheduling. When you're starting with priority schedule, of course it starts with the owner. Your name's on the door. That's who comes first. But it cannot be just about you, not if you want to build a real business. So hopefully we've given you some food for thought, some things to focus on. I've made you think a little bit of how you can level up your associates. The whole point of an associate is not just to have somebody to produce a little bit. The whole point is to make it to where you're not needed. Okay, and that is my goal, to make it to where the owner of the practice is the least important person clinically from a production perspective. You're important from a business visionary, driving the ship, you know, leading the ship. That's where you want your importance to be, because then you'll love what you do and you can carry on doing that for your entire career. If you're just the worker bee that's having to turn the drill to make the dentistry to run the business, then all you do is own a job. And that's no way to live your long life and long career. So look, if you're ready to level up and you're ready to do dental implants and you're like, hey, I just want to get started with implants, come to our tooth replacement therapy program at 3D Dentist. We're going to help you get started with a safe, predictable digital workflow on dental implants. Look, if you're that dentist that's already doing implants and you're like, hey, I'm ready to level up and do more complex dental implants, we got 2 programs for you. First is our Advanced Grafting Express Week, where we'll work on didactic and live patients covering guided bone regeneration, pre-implant surgery, lateral sinus window grafting, and sinus bumps. You're going to cover those three things, and you'll get those three things in your live patient experiences. And then for those of you that are ready to enter the full arch world, we have our Full Arch Express Live Patient Week. That's where we're going to focus on full arch implant surgeries to include overdentures and fixed hybrids. It's an amazing program. They're all amazing programs. And here's really what separates 3D dentists from everybody else. We don't just teach the clinical. We teach the implementation and the business. I would like to think nobody does it better than us when it comes to implementation and business. And why do I say that? Because every one of us are full-time business owners and practicing dentists. We do what we're telling you to do. This is not somebody standing from the podium telling you theory and fluff. This is stuff that we live on a day-to-day basis. And it makes a difference, and it matters. I promise you that it matters. You'll love the experience here. You'll love our demeanor. You'll love our down-to-earth approach. And you'll love our holistic approach to clinical and business. Come join us at 3D Dentists. I'd love to have you. And we'll see you again next week.